Hello and welcome to A Legacy of Faith, the podcast. This is Adam Fawn, and you may notice this is not our usual opening to the podcast. Many of you know that Leah and I, along with our family, are getting ready to move to Haleyville, Alabama from Nashville, Tennessee. Because of that, recording a podcast sort of fell by the wayside for this time, but we already had scheduled a podcast concerning making Thanksgiving memorable. And it just happens that in the 2013 time of our podcast, we then called it the Fawn Family Podcast. We have recorded an episode along a very similar theme. So we made the executive decision to re-release that podcast. We'll just call it a classic episode concerning making Thanksgiving memorable. We're doing this opening because you're going to hear some references, maybe some links and things that may be outdated because they come from our old podcast. But we thought it would still be interesting for you to hear some things about Thanksgiving and just enjoy the entertainment and the encouragement that comes from that podcast. So with that said, enjoy this time's A Legacy of Faith podcast, and we'll see you in the month of December with new content. From our family to your family, this is A Legacy of Faith, the podcast. Welcome to the Fawn Family Podcast, the podcast designed to help your family draw closer to Christ, connect with one another, and influence your community to the glory of God. We are glad to be back with you for the month of November, one of the best months of the year, one of the 12 best months of the year, of course, Leah, but it's great. College basketball starts in November.
Oh, yay.
That's obviously why everybody gets so excited. It has nothing to do with leaves changing or anything like that. It's because, you know, college basketball is back. That's why everybody's always happy, you know. And it's a great time of year despite sinus and allergy fun. If we cough a little bit during this episode, we apologize. I'm fighting off a little bit of allergy and sinus fun. So if there's a few extra little stops or coughs, we apologize. But we'll do our best to edit some of those out if they happen. But it is a beautiful time of year. Here in Middle Tennessee, the leaves are changing, and it's absolutely great. And we participated with our kids last Saturday in a rake and run, helping some folks out. It's just a beautiful time of year.
Oh, I love fall, too. The colors, especially, and the trees, even the one in the front yard.
Yeah, we have
red, just all of a sudden.
Yeah, and that tree, it seems to do it every year. It's like it changes in about 2 days. Mm-hmm. It goes from green to red in about 2 or 3 days, and it's a beautiful time of year. And one of the things that we enjoy about where we live is even though we kind of kid about spring and fall are kind of short, at least we have them. Yeah, you know, there are some parts of the country where it seems like you go from summer to winter and there's no fall and no spring, but we at least have a couple of weeks, it seems like, of fall, and we are really enjoying a beautiful one this time of year. Our listeners who are with us who have been with us, I should say, all along know that we record these a little bit ahead of time, and it is November, and it snowed on the day we recorded this.
Yay!
Just a little bit. I mean, just spit a little bit, but that was enough for the kids to be excited.
Right.
That might as well been a blizzard for them.
Well, and the wind was blowing, and blowing all the leaves to and fro, and it was just so pretty this morning, even with the snow falling.
Yeah, it
still
was,
looked fallish, but it was so pretty.
Yeah, it was kind of a nice little tease. We don't get a lot of snow here in Nashville, but it was nice to see at least a few flakes blowing around, and they were blowing around all over Nashville. We're recording this on Tuesday before we release this on Thursday, if you're wondering. And yesterday was Veterans Day, and we do appreciate all of those. We have veterans in our families, and we appreciate them very much. And so just a lot of things going on. But I know our listeners aren't listening because they want my college basketball preview. Although we could do that. 6-7 hour podcast.
That's a whole nother podcast.
the Fawn basketball preview 20-hour extravaganza or something like that, where I...
40 hours.
Well, where I make all kinds of predictions, none of which actually come true, would be pretty much what happens. But we are in the month of November. That month contains what is easily, for me, my favorite holiday.
Thanksgiving.
I like Christmas, and I have nothing against Christmas. I like Halloween. Halloween's not my favorite, but having kids, it's fun. I don't get into it, but the kids do. It's fun. For some strange reason, I've always kind of liked 4th of July. I think it's because, you know, I'm patriotic, but also it's kind of this may sound selfish, but it's kind of a day off work in the middle of the summer. It's kind of, you know, that does help with the patriotic thing. But Thanksgiving for a long time for me has been my favorite. I think the way I describe it a lot, Leah, is it's sort of like Christmas with a lot less pressure. And it's a time where
it does really seem like, it may just be because I like it so much that it seems this way to me, and it may not be exactly true, but it seems to me that people do actually slow down a little bit and do kind of, like that old song says, count their blessings a little bit, whether they're religious or not. It seems like that does happen more on Thanksgiving than it does really on any other day of the year. It's I just like it. It may be a little Pollyanna-ish, I guess, how much I like it, but it's my favorite by far. And so we are going to be taking Thanksgiving this month on the podcast, and this is going to be a very laid-back program. We laid out a few notes ahead of time and those sorts of things, but we didn't write a lot down. This may be a little more free-flowing than some of our podcasts. We hope that's helpful to you, that we're kind of just taking this a little more free-flow, but we just want to share some ways maybe that we can make Thanksgiving memorable for our families. Because, well, let's just start with number one here, and that is we need to talk about Thanksgiving before Thanksgiving. Can I rant?
Go ahead.
I want to rant. I'm in a happy mood, but I want to rant for a minute. November the 1st, we are in Opry Mills Mall. We go into a store for 10 minutes, and two Christmas songs play. It is the day after Halloween. It is November the 1st. Now, I'm not against Christmas. I like Christmas. It's fun. In fact, we always plan all sorts of family traditions, and we're going to talk about traditions that we don't really have in this podcast for Thanksgiving. We have some for Christmas, for the month, not just the day. We really build up to it. But can we please wait till after Thanksgiving? We jump. I'm kidding somewhat, but I think we spend so much time getting ready for Christmas that we forget Thanksgiving until, oh, it's Thanksgiving Day, or the day before, at least. You know, we have to travel to Grandma's house or something. And there needs to be some build-up, I think, to Thanksgiving for the day to be memorable, or it just becomes part of the Christmas season.
And sometimes it's just Thanksgiving becomes a hurdle to get over before the real holiday comes.
Yeah,
and for some people, I think it's that way.
I'll even step on some people's toes here. We're probably going to make some listeners mad here. We're going to lose our 8 listeners here right now. The Thanksgiving Day parade that everybody watches on TV, what does it end with?
Santa Claus.
It's 11 o'clock on Thanksgiving morning. That bothers me. I mean, I'll just say it. That really bothers me. We haven't even had lunch yet, and we're ready to go to Macy's, you know, and help out Santa Claus, right? So it's just one of those things that, again, that's kind of a rant, but I think there are some things families can do, and really every family is going to be different, where we can at least talk about Thanksgiving before the day, at least build up to it, maybe not the same level as Christmas, especially if you have small children, and we fully understand that. But you know, one of the things I'm trying to do this year, Leah, is I'm actually using Pinterest. Wow, take my man card now. And every day in November leading up to Thanksgiving, I may skip a day or two here, I haven't yet, but I'm just pinning a quote or a Bible verse that has to do with gratitude or has to do with thankfulness as just a way to kind of build up to that day. And that's something I thought of doing that, yeah, it's simple, it's really easy, but it's been helpful to me just in gratitude in general, but also kind of that anticipation of the day is coming. And there's all sorts of things that people do. You found an article, and we will link to this in the show notes. We'll give the web address in a minute. What's the name of the blog here? I totally forgot.
For the Family.
Yeah, For the Family blog, where they wrote an article called Family Thankfulness Family Thankfulness Ideas to Bless Others, and then in parentheses, and you. And again, we'll link to that in the show notes. We'll give the address in a minute. But there's a couple of things, and there's a little good history there and how gratitude's important and those sorts of things. But one of the things that struck me was one of the ideas they gave of something that could help build up to Thanksgiving.
It was to create a countdown calendar.
And what do they, I mean, I know we kind of have the Christmas calendars. Was it kind of the same idea of kind of counting down like the 25 days of Christmas, you know, the 28 or 26 or whatever days to think? Is that kind of what it was?
You added, of course, they suggest adding maybe something like a leaf on each leaf or whatever item you were going to add. You write one thing that you are thankful to God for.
That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I just kind of scanned through the article, and I'd forgotten that little detail in there. I like that. It's almost like you're counting up to
you Thanksgiving. You are. You count up. And then at the end of the count up, then you have all these things you're thankful for on the actual day of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's really good. That's kind of things. That's the kind of thing I was thinking of when we were laying this out about, you know, building up to Thanksgiving is I know some families, you know, take the time on Thanksgiving Day to maybe list some things they're grateful for. We'll talk more about that hopefully in a couple of minutes or so. But why not do that at least the week building up to it? If, you know, obviously you're getting this if you get on the day it's released on November the 14th, so just a couple of weeks before Thanksgiving itself. But that's still 2 weeks. Maybe just have at breakfast or at dinner time where everybody says something they're thankful for, but also with the mindset of, we're doing this, yes, because we're thankful to God primarily, and we always say that Thanksgiving should be the one holiday that we live every day of our lives, right? That's true, but Thanksgiving Day is special. And so there's nothing wrong with taking the 2 weeks to every night at supper. You know, everybody says something they're thankful for. Every morning at breakfast, or like this count up calendar is a great idea. And so the first thing we would suggest to you, if you're going to make Thanksgiving memorable, is to talk about it before the day.
Another suggestion on that same blog post was to keep a thankfulness journal as a family. Maybe somewhat of the same idea, but, you know, I was just thinking how great it would be if you did this every year, if it did become a family tradition, to read the things that people are thankful for every year, especially if you're doing it as a family with young children. You could see them growing in their own thankfulness and their own maturity. And I just think that would, imagine reading, you know, 5 years ago what your child would have been thankful for on those days before Thanksgiving.
I was at somebody's house actually not all that long ago, and on their refrigerator they actually had, I guess it was from last Thanksgiving because the paper looked a little bit worn, from use, you know, being on their refrigerator, and it was everyone in their family, something they were thankful for. And of course you could tell who were the grandparents and who were the grandkids. You know, the grandkids were thankful for their Xbox or whatever, or their, you know, mm-hmm. or their, you know, video game or whatever, and the grandparents were thankful for something, you know, very, very serious, very important. So those are some things that leading up to the day, and again, I know I kind of ranted in a kidding way, but it is important, I think, to build up to Thanksgiving Day. We're going to combine a couple here. Some ways to make Thanksgiving memorable. One we already mentioned is to build up to the day, or to talk about before the day. But let's go ahead and do what most people do, Leah. Let's skip to Thanksgiving Day. One of the suggestions we would give, is to slow down. Slow down. I know I'm not one of the ladies. You don't want me making Thanksgiving dinner. You don't want that. You do, maybe, but you don't want to eat it if I make it. Yeah, that's probably a better way of saying it. So I know there's all kinds of food preparation. Some people have to travel on Thanksgiving Day. Maybe they can't get off of work until the day. We understand that. We're not talking about, you know, the things you cannot avoid. But sometimes we make the day almost so chaotic, or even if it's not chaotic, so separated from one another, where I've got to watch the ball game. You know, the Lions play on that day, the Cowboys play on that day. There's now a third NFL game on that day. So, you know, it's a lot of TV to watch. There's so many things going on that we don't take the time to build in traditions that are for the holiday, that are for Thanksgiving, you know, other than let's watch the Cowboys play. I don't know, Leah. We talked about this before we start recording. We're not really good about what to suggest on this, because this is something that we're not good at. We're thinking about. How do you slow down? I mean, you know, you're trying to get, in our case, our families both growing up, is just a coincidence. The big meal was lunch. I know some families it's supper on Thanksgiving Day, but you're trying to get all the meal together. You're trying to round up kids. You're trying to be parents on the day still. You know, if the weather's nice, maybe you're trying to go outside and let the kids romp around. You're trying to watch, you know, yes, you're trying to watch a football game and different things, but how do you make the time for doing something tied to the holiday?
I think you may be oversimplifying, but just to plan and be prepared. You know, as far as the meal preparation, you know, I hear people a lot, you know, they're preparing ahead of time. They're not trying to throw a big meal together in the last 3 hours before it's time to eat, you know. And so just things like that from a woman's perspective. And I've never cooked an entire Thanksgiving dinner on my own.
But you've helped out.
But I help the last several years. You know, if I'm with my mom, and even, you know, with your mom, a little, to do my part with the meal. But I think it's just a matter of planning and preparing.
I would make this suggestion, and I'm trying to be kind of guarded in this, because I have an idea of a tradition I'm kind of wanting to start this year, but I know that my parents, whose house we're going to on Thanksgiving, listen to the podcast, and I don't want to give it away. So I'll tell you off air, Leah, what it is. But what about taking the time either after the meal or between, you know, most families will do the meal and then maybe do some kind of traditional Thanksgiving dessert or whatever. I think there may be some time to capture there where everybody's, you know, stuffed, you know, everybody's full. Usually they're still sitting around, you know, maybe, and often, thankfully, they're talking. There's some conversation going on. I think there's some time that for most families, and we're speaking in generalities and we understand that, but I think there's some time that maybe can be captured there after the meal or sort of in the middle of the meal, before dessert, those times where some traditions, and Google it. There's got to be 10 million suggestions online, you know, of just little things, conversation starters that can help a family make the most of being thankful and make the most, we've talked about this before in our family, of being around the table together.
I think the thing is, obviously, every family will be different, and what they choose as a maybe a tradition to begin is going to be so different from maybe another family, because some families, you know, they're together all the time. They maybe live in the same town. They see each other. They worship together. They may have different ideas about what they really want to do for their traditions for certain for the Thanksgiving holiday.
And for some of them, it may just be they want to just relax together.
For some families, they don't see each other a lot, so they're they may not be as concerned about what we are thinking of as tradition. It may be more of just, you know, we're just glad we're able to sit and talk with one another, and they don't want to fill up their time with, you know, maybe a little thing to do. I mean, I just think it's going to be different for everyone.
Right, that's true. And I know, you know, one of the things that I know my mom always says on the years when we're going to their house for Thanksgiving, she always says it, and I agree with her, is she's just looking forward to everybody being there. That's a tradition in and of itself. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, when we're going to your family's house, your brother's a preacher, and I'm a preacher. When we're going to my family's house, my dad is a preacher, my brother-in-law is a preacher, and I'm a preacher. Weekends aren't available for us. And so extended periods of time together at someone's house, it's really Thanksgiving or Christmas and maybe one other time a year. And so that becomes a tradition, just actually being together for more than one day.
Well, and you know, let's face it, for Thanksgiving, I think the biggest traditions are going to be involved. They're going to revolve around the food.
Absolutely.
How many people, when they think about Thanksgiving, it's their one dish that they want to have every year. And things like that are just important. And I think what we're trying to say is to be intentional with it.
Yep.
Don't just fly through it. Don't just go through the whole day without, okay, now we got to do this, we're going to do that now. But to be intentional, to really put some thought into it. What would you want to look back over the years, and when you think about your Thanksgiving with your family, what do you want to be thinking of?
That's a huge thing, what you just said there at the end, is when your kids are leaving for college, you know, or when your kids are, now they have their own marriage or their own family, they may not do the same things that you did at Thanksgiving, but what do you want them to remember? And that's, I'm so glad you said it that way. That's a great way of looking at it. It's kind of looking long term of what do you want your kids to take with them. So slow down. You know, whether you come up with fancy traditions or just the tradition of being together, actually make the most of the day and slow down. And one of those, and we're going to use this one as sort of number three out of three, that can be part of Thanksgiving. And I think for most families, it is part of Thanksgiving, but it may not be, to use your word, intentional, is to talk about memories. Talk about past memories. Whether they're memories of Thanksgiving itself or just family memories. When I was putting the list together, I thought of Thanksgiving memories, but as we've been talking, I thought, who cares if they happened on Thanksgiving or not? Sit around after the meal is done during halftime of the football game, Leah, and
we can tell what Adam's thankful for on Thanksgiving.
I don't get to watch a lot of football. It's a great day. The halftime shows usually stink, but other than that, that's why you can turn them off and do something else. But I don't know what it is about Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day is this way in our families as well. Families just seem to want to kind of share. Hey, remember when? Make the most of that time. It doesn't have to last 2 or 3 hours, but spread it out throughout the day where no one feels ashamed to share a memory, whether it's funny or some where tears are shed. That seems to happen in our families, both on both sides of our family, all the time on holidays where tears are shed, but they're not bad tears. They're just memories.
Well, and this is a family podcast, so we're really trying to strengthen families. One great way to strengthen families is to build up the legacy, you know, the history of your family, things that have happened, and, you know, things that your children don't know about yet that you want them to really know and understand. That's so important for a strong family, for them to know where their roots are.
And a holiday provides a great foundation for that, you know, great, I guess foundation is the right word, kind of a hook, a peg to hang the hook on, you know, where you're all together anyway, you're already kind of thinking in a emotional way, you know, kind of a, you know, nostalgic way. Let them talk, you know, and I know often, you know, on these holidays, especially if families are going to be together for 3 or 4 days, sometimes the kids can get a little bit wild, you know, they're kind of cooped up in some ways, but try to make sure they're in the room, you know, when you're sharing those memories.
And I think just as a Christian, we ought to be teaching our children the true meaning of Thanksgiving, even from the very beginning. The very first official Thanksgiving even was all about being thankful to God.
That's right.
And they need to know that. And that's one thing I know with our homeschool curriculum that I've chosen to use, 3 days of lessons, nothing but about the first Thanksgiving and why it began. And it's just so important for them to see that out of the craziness that those pilgrims had gone through the winter before, they knew, even after all of that, they knew where the blessings came from. And so that's what I want for our kids. I want them to know whatever we have that's good is from God. And
James 1:17, every good and every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights. I think that also ties to something we say often in church, but sometimes it's hard to live, is even on Thanksgiving Day, there's usually kind of the big prayer, you know, before the meal. But do we ever bring God into the rest of the day? You know, do we ever kind of thank Him when we're sharing those memories? You know, when we're having tears and laughs and those sorts of things, is God allowed in those conversations? And I mean that in a way. We know He's present, but do we talk about Him? And is He part of that family legacy that you're talking about? You know, sharing with the kids that we have these memories because of God. We have one another because of God, not just the meal. And so making sure that's part of the legacy building as well is a wonderful thing to remember. Thanksgiving Day is on a Thursday. I know it's shocking. It's on the fourth Thursday, which is usually when we release our newsletters that tie the podcast. And we do not want to be part of your Thanksgiving tradition. If you are new to our podcast, we do connect this podcast to a monthly newsletter. I'm going to have a little news about that in just a moment. But that comes out on the fourth Thursday of each month. Well, that's Thanksgiving Day in November, and we do not want to take up your part of your Thanksgiving. And so the November newsletter is going to be released on the Wednesday before, so the fourth Wednesday of this month, the day before Thanksgiving. And our goal is, if we can get the material done, this one will be very brief because it's close to Thanksgiving, but we will also try to release it very early in the morning in case you're traveling or something but want to scan through it before you head out for your Thanksgiving travels on Wednesday, the 27th of November. But the news is, Leah, you and I have been talking a little bit. The newsletter that the podcast is tied to is going away at the end of 2013. We are going to release a November newsletter and a December newsletter, and that's going to be it for the newsletter. But here's what's strange. We still want people to subscribe to the newsletter because we're still going to give away the ebook to people who subscribe before the December issue comes out. We give away a free ebook called Understanding the Love Chapter to everyone who subscribes to that newsletter. We want you to get the November and the December editions of the newsletter as well as that ebook. We wouldn't give it away if we didn't want to give it away. And so if you do not receive those newsletters yet, sign up at fawnfamily.com/newsletter, or you can go to the show notes for this episode and do that. And you will receive the November issue on the day before Thanksgiving, the December issue near the end of the year, and then also an ebook, and then the newsletter will be no more. And we'll explain why in the December podcast. How's that for a tease, as they call it in the biz, if I were ever in the biz. Leah, anything else you want to say about Thanksgiving before we sign off for November?
Just have a good one.
I agree. It's my favorite holiday. We'll end where we started. It's my favorite one. Leah, I know it's cheesy, and we're going to go for the awe factor, but one of the things I'm most thankful for is God gave me you.
Oh, thank you. I could say the same thing.
And I get nostalgic around Thanksgiving, but one of the reasons I do is, frankly, because God is too good to us. We have a lot of struggles in our lives from time to time, but from you and our kids and the families we come from and the church we work with and even silly things like this podcast, God's too good to us. And so I'm very, very grateful to Him. And in a way that's important to us, we're thankful for people who listen and read our blog and do things like that. We get to know so many people, maybe not personally, but at least we get to know them a little bit in this way. And it's a blessing. It really is. And we count you among those blessings. But we look forward and be back with you again in December. Remember, the newsletter will come out this month as well as December, so sign up there. The show notes for this episode that will include the link to the article Leah mentioned a couple of times can be found at fawnfamily.com/005, as in episode 5, fawnfamily.com/005. Thank you for being with us this month for the Fawn Family Podcast. Remember, your family can go to heaven. Just make sure you go there together.